Tav Kuf Yud Ches Siv Gimel. Lokach Eid She'enu Miyuchad Lishpud Yitzolo Bo Yibosem Oso L'Taltolo Achachach She'enu Kli. You take just a piece of wood. It's not a Kli, it's Muksa. You're allowed to use it to roast upon, use it as a skewer, because you're allowed to be metaltal Muksa for Sarach Yontif. But once you're finished with it, it remains Muksa, and therefore you're not allowed to move it around. There's an alternate explanation that Shabru brings, is that after you roast out it, it gets full of the oil and the grease, and people won't use it anymore, and that makes it Muksa. So, Afel Ponim, since it's not a Kli, El Shoymtoi Umanichoi Bekeram Zelvis Kadeshi L'Yuzukuboi. You are allowed to push it away from where it was because it's a sharp piece of wood and it could cause damage to people. So therefore, if you kick it to the side with a tiltum in atzad, then you're allowed to do that to prevent people in the household from getting hurt from it. Even though we learned in Hilchos Muksa that if something's in a place where Rabin can get hurt by it, you're allowed to move it away even without just kicking it to the side. That's because over there it's in a mokum that is a rabbin. Here it's in a private area, so the chashash nezek permits us to move it only kalachayat. Filo einu lav boser klal. In the case where you want to push it aside so that it will not damage members of the household, you're allowed to do that, even though there's no meat remaining on this skewer. But it's provided that's in a place that can cause damage to people. But Mo says, "Olitzoyach oichel nefesh muta zatatlo hakol filo muksa." We learned before that muksa and yontiv is also to use, but just to move it around, you ladder move around muksa letzorachok and nefesh. So, if let's say you have payers that are covered with stones, you ladder move them away so they can get out the payers. Why? Because you're using it for oichel nefesh and simchas yontiv.